Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
One of the ways a child begins to understand the world around them is through their various senses. The senses you probably already know about are hearing, smell, touch, sight, and taste. But there are also two lesser-known senses, called proprioception and the vestibular sense. Proprioception helps a child know where their body is in space, while the vestibular sense helps your child maintain balance. Sensory processing is a complex process in which your child's senses gather information from the environment and send it back to their brain for interpretation and response. This process is crucial, especially in the first 10 years of a child's life. Welcome back to Project Parenthood. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll help you repair and deepen your parent-child connection, increase self-compassion and cooperation from your kids, and cultivate joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. Have you noticed your child having outsized reactions to changes in their environment? Does your child seem to have an aversion to light, noise, or certain fabrics or textures? Are you constantly being crashed into by your child who doesn't seem to have a sense of where they end and other people begin? If so, your child might have sensory processing disorder, or SPD. In today's episode, I'm breaking down SPD, what it is, how it can affect kids, how it's treated, and what parents can do at home to help their SPD kiddo. So what is sensory processing disorder? Well, while not an official diagnosis in the DSM-5, which is like the Bible of clinical psychology, SPD is thought to affect people of all ages, genders, and races, but it's most often diagnosed in childhood. Also, folks diagnosed with ADHD, autism, and Fragile X syndrome are more likely to develop SPD. A child with sensory processing disorder has a brain and a body that has difficulties processing sensory information. SPD is a neurological condition that includes different subtypes and affects how a child responds to and processes sensory information, which can impact their daily routines and activities. Children with SPD may overreact or underreact to stimuli compared to kids without SPD. For example, a loud indoor play space may be overwhelming for a child with auditory sensitivities, while a child with an underdeveloped vestibular system may be constantly spinning around in that same play space, seeking to feel soothed. Three subtypes have been identified within the condition: hyposensitivity, hypersensitivity, and sensory seeking. Children with hyposensitivity are undersensitive to stimuli and may miss things like social cues or a teacher calling their name. They might not realize that they have peanut butter and jelly on their face or how much they're invading someone's personal space. A child with hypersensitivity can't filter out unimportant sensory information and might become easily overwhelmed or overstimulated. Children who seek sensory input actively crave more stimuli and may engage in constant movement. Every child with SPD has a unique set of sensitivities, Over and under sensitivities and sensory seeking behaviors can vary in intensity, and kids can experience different responses within each sense. Understanding your child's placement on the sensory processing spectrum can help you support them or advocate for them in different environments.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. So, what signs of SPD can parents look for? Because of your child's under or overreactions and/or sensory-seeking behaviors, they may stand out from the crowd of their typically developing same-aged peers. Perhaps they've been perceived as uncooperative, aggressive, clumsy, disruptive, or out of control and difficult to manage. Maybe a teacher or counselor has recommended that they be screened for anxiety, depression, or learning differences. Your child might struggle with schoolwork, acceptable classroom behavior, making friends, and a poor self-concept. Maybe you've been getting the sense that your child's other caregivers, like teachers and doctors and clinicians, perceive your parenting to be the cause of your child's challenges, since SPD is an invisible condition, and because your child looks typical, but behaves in very atypical ways. A child with SPD may have strong aversions to textures, smells, or sounds, and become argumentative, anxious, or aggressive in the presence of, or even in the anticipation of, an aversive stimuli, and may engage in escape behavior, like running away. Your child may have strong reactions or underreactions to pain, temperature, and touch. Your child could have difficulty transitioning between activities, display meltdowns or tantrums, or become very distracted when the environment has a lot of competing sounds. Sensory-seeking kids might do a lot of crashing into walls and other people. They may constantly seek movement, engaging in repetitive behaviors, and they might even habitually chew on inedible things like bottle caps, clothing, or rocks. They may constantly complain about being bored due to understimulation. How can you support your SPD child? Sensory processing disorder is evaluated through assessments by occupational therapists, or OTs, who specialize in sensory integration. They use tests, observations, and interviews with caregivers to determine sensory defensiveness and/or sensory cravings in a child. Treatment, which takes place in a sensory gym equipped with specialized equipment, focuses on enabling a child's nervous system to process sensory information efficiently. You can help your child with sensory processing problems by educating yourself about SPD and creating a sensory-friendly environment at home. Work closely with your child's OT to develop a sensory diet or lifestyle plan that includes therapeutic activities and accommodations. Communicate with teachers and other caregivers to establish routines, provide sensory breaks, and offer activities that address your child's specific sensory needs. These could be things like reducing visual and auditory clutter and providing quiet spaces when needed. Families who have the space inside or outside their homes can even provide activities like swinging, bouncing, or using weighted objects to provide regulating input. Caring for a child with sensory processing challenges can be demanding and sometimes exhausting, so it's important for you to prioritize parental self-care. That means getting a break from parenting when you can. One idea is to trade playdate time with a fellow parent so they can get parenting breaks too. In whatever way that fits in your life, seek support from other parents or support groups focusing on parenting SPD children. Practice stress-reducing activities like exercise, meditation, or a self-compassion practice. Although it can be overwhelming to raise a child who's often overwhelmed themselves, through a skilled evaluation, treatment, and sensitive observation and support from you, your child can grow to successfully manage and cope with a life impacted by SPD. Do you or your child struggle with sensory processing challenges? Tell me about it on Instagram at BK Parents. And be sure to join me live on Instagram on Monday, June 13 at 1 p.m. for a Brooklyn Parent Therapy Ask Me Anything. I love answering your questions in real time. If you have a question for me about parent-child relationships, respectful parenting tips, and or parental mental health, shoot me an email at parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. Leave a message at 646-926-3243 or leave a message on Instagram at bkparents. That's B-K-P-A-R-E-N-T-S. And you can learn about my private practice working with parents living in New York State at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, and our director of podcasts is Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.